This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Lucille McCombs, last name MCCOMBS, first name Lucille, LUCILLE, date of birth 7/17/26, date of visit 6/26/23. This is a 96-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who's here with her daughter-in-law, who's her caretaker, for a one-week follow-up period. History of pressing illness. Patient was actually seen by Dr. Dave in end of last week on the 20th, where she had reported shortness of breath on exertion and her blood pressure was high. It was 160/100. Recheck was 150/90. Patient was asked to take amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, except on the days that she was taking furosemide 20 milligrams three times a week period. Patient says that she did not get the prescription until the next day and did not start the amlodipine until the 22nd. She has taken only one pill. She took it on 22nd and 23rd period. She's taken only one Lasix 20 milligrams so far period. She stopped taking the amlodipine since her blood pressure was normal after that. She says that she's not overtly short of breath, does not have any tightness in the chest, and then has any leg swelling period. Past medical history significant for hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and chronic anticoagulation therapy period. She denies smoking, no drinking or drug use. She did state that she has had long-term secondhand exposure to cigarettes. Her father apparently was a smoker and so was her husband, period. She never smoked though. She's allergic to codeine. On exam, patient is weighed in at 119.4 pounds, which is a 5.4 pound increase since last week. Blood pressure today is 126/78, pulse 767, regular sinus rhythm at this time. Pulse ox is 95%, temperature is 96.7, BMI 21. Lung, head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JVP not distended, lungs, bilateral ronchi and some harsh breath sounds in all lung fields heard posteriorly. Heart SNR is to heard with regular sinus rhythm, no gallops or murmurs. Extremities, non-pitting edema in pre-tibial area. Assessment, hypertension, seems to be with good blood pressure today, period. Shortness of breath on exertion with lung signs, period. History of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of chronic anticoagulation therapy, plan. I did review her lab report from 6/13, which already had a slightly high potassium of 5.2, and her BUN creatinine were also slightly high. The BUN was 31, creatinine was 1.52, and potassium was 5.2, and CBC was normal except MCV, MCH were high. I did tell patient to take the furosemide three times a week for sure, period. Patient's reluctant to take the amlodipine, stating that her pressure is normal, period. I did explain to patient that her pressure became normal because she took the amlodipine 2 days. And it's not been, it's just been 2 days since she went off of it, period. I did tell her to check her blood pressure every day at different times of the day, record and bring it to the next visit, period. I did tell her to call the office if the blood pressure goes more than 150/90, period. So right now, patient will just take the furosemide three times a week and hold off the amlodipine, period. I did give her a lab order for a BMP in 4 weeks and see Dr. Dave in 1 month. She'll call the office soon if she has any problems. Ideally, the patient should get a chest x-ray and if the lung signs do not resolve, and maybe a PFT in the future.